Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Welcome to They Talk a Good Game. Everybody's favourite rugby podcast.
Here we are.
I am Lockie. No, I'm sorry. I'm Harvey.
And I'm Lockie.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. Look at that. Could be a thing of the future.
Maybe.
Don't need to have one person. Then one person sits there, waits awkwardly till they get introduced. We're just both able to introduce ourselves.
That's it.
That's great.
No more queues over Zoom. We're in person.
No.
Celebrating all the joys that we have available to us now. Summer is here. Restrictions are eased. But sadly...
No footy.
Footy's gone.
And sadly, also shortly, in fact, just after you're done listening to this podcast...
Indeed.
This podcast will also be gone for the year.
That's it.
You're going to have to find a cricket podcast. I don't currently listen to any cricket podcasts. There's not one I can recommend to you to listen to over the summer.
Maybe that's a gap in the market that we could fill.
I think there's a gap. There's a definite gap in the market.
Oh, for sure. But yeah, that's it for the year. For They Talk a Good Game. Coming back.
That's it.
Next year.
Yeah.
Hopefully. We should be. We will be.
Oh, we'll be back. We're back 100%. Next year. We've been renewed for season two by the network.
Yeah.
So we're ready to go. Some point in February, I believe. Just a few weeks out from the NRL season, just like we were this year.
That's it.
And also, unbelievable timing, which we did not plan at all. But this is episode 60 of the podcast. And so we're ending on around 60 episodes for our first year.
That's pretty incredible.
I don't know how it's happened.
It's been such a joy. So many laughs.
Yeah.
It's great to hear everybody's opinions that they've shared with us on the podcast and via the Instagram.
Yes. Thank you so much to everyone who's gotten around the Instagram. The community that's been built there, that's asking us questions, that's suggesting us content ideas each and every week. Don't know where you came from, but so glad that you did.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you have been really keeping this show alive. I think there were weeks where we just came into the studio with no ideas and we're like, let's check the Instagram DMs. And
let's do it.
There'd always be something. There was always something.
Nugget of gold somewhere. So we're very appreciative for all the support and the ideas. Keep the content ideas coming.
That's right.
If you have a thought in the middle of the night, you don't know what to do with it, about some rugby league content you want to hear, just slide into the DMs at They Talk a Good Game. Let us know.
Yeah.
We'll bring it back stronger than ever.
That's right. Harvey, just before we get into, you know, I guess celebrating the big finale of season one of They Talk a Good Game, there's something that I just want to quickly do.
Okay.
So if you could, I'm going to step away from the mic for a second. If you could just kind of narrate or commentate.
I'm going to narrate.
What I am doing.
Okay.
Okay.
Just I'm not prepped for this. So
no, you're not prepped.
So Lockie's taking off his headphones and he is standing up because in this studio we record on the floor and he's taken off his shirt and this is not where I thought the podcast was going. 60 episodes is a long time. He's revealing an orange Tigers kit. Is that the retro kit?
It's from 1989
Balmain Tigers. Sorry, not Wests. Balmain. Yep. Looking strong. Got the New South Wales Rugby League logo on the side there. Thick black V stripes.
Harvey, I got this as a bit of a celebratory moment for the end of the podcast.
It looks great.
Thanks.
It looks awesome.
Bit of a, I know. How good are the retro kits?
I love it. The three-quarter length sleeves.
I know.
It's incredible.
Looking pretty fly in here. But wait, Harvey, there's more.
Oh, really?
Narrate what I'm doing.
Oh, his hand is back in the bag. It's back in the bag. It's a bottomless bag, so he could pull anything. Oh, he's only gone and done it. It's a Sea Eagles retro kit.
From 1987.
Oh, wow. That is an exceptional piece of work.
How good are the retro kits? That's yours.
Really?
That belongs to
you. What a giveaway. I'm the winner. Yeah.
I know. First giveaway we've done on the podcast, and you are the winner.
Oh, Harvey, thank you very much, my friend.
I thought I'd wait till we started recording. Harvey didn't know.
No idea this was happening.
I know. Ordered those a few weeks ago. They arrived. I was like, I'm pulling this out live on air for the final podcast episode. potentially podcast uniforms going forward.
100%. I think so.
To celebrate an amazing year. To celebrate an amazing year.
They are incredible.
Yeah, that's
they
also that doubles as your birthday present. So there you go. Oh,
100%. You know, thank you very much, my friend.
Yeah. There we go.
Awesome.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah, so we've got the Manly one and the Tigers one here, obviously, as we are those fans.
Yeah.
But I'm sure.
We'll take a photo. We'll chuck it on the Instagram.
Oh, I think so. Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
I'm sure all the clubs' kits like this are just as good.
Mate,
if
yeah.
this is anything to live
by. We're not sponsored by NRL Shop or My Team Shop, but if you want to get a retro kit, go and get to him, mate. Look at this. Harvey's putting on the Manly jumper. It's a size M. I thought that might be what fits you. Perfect. Looking good.
I'm in. It fits.
Look at us. Look at this. Look at us.
What a
boys.
Treat.
Look at this. What a final episode.
I think we almost look like we know what we're doing.
I know. Well, I thought from now on, because we go to every Manly v Tigers game we can.
We do.
But we need some kind of matching outfit. These are literally from like the same, like within 3 years of each other. 87, I think, did Manly win in 87? I don't know. They might have. My memory is not that clear, but they were only selling retro jerseys for years where that team did really well and won or just did really well.
Yeah. I'm assuming they won it that year then.
Yeah.
I'll wear it with pride.
Tigers lost the grand final in 89. So, but they still a classic jumper, classic Tigers move.
Well, they look awesome. Yeah. No, yeah. Appreciate that, mate. Thank you.
No worries. Well, I feel like now the mood is where I want it to be.
Yep, we're here.
We're in our jumpers. I mean, I guess before we get into a couple of things that we've got planned for the final ep, just is there a favorite moment of this year, a favorite segment or episode that comes to mind that we can reminisce on?
I mean, there is, obviously. Mm. There's heaps. And I think, I mean, the Michael Nolan.
Yeah.
Are we allowed to say his name?
Yeah, we're allowed to say it.
His episode was a highlight.
Yeah.
If you go looking for it, you won't be able to find it.
It was episode 10 and we had to remove it for legal reasons, actually. We got caught in a bit of a what can be said on air, what cannot be said on air battle, which we never thought that this shitty little podcast would be caught in, but we were. And so we had to remove that episode permanently.
Yeah, we dropped our guns. We let the lawyers make peace.
Yeah.
And so that's no longer there. But that is a bit of a highlight, it must be said.
Yeah, absolutely.
Apart from that, I mean, there are so many bits that we've just spoken about or that have come to fruition. Maybe we haven't caught on the record or been edited or whatever. And
I think another one of my favorite episodes overall was the grand final fan battle when we had Greg, the Panthers fan, and Dan, the Rabbitohs fan.
What a highlight.
Unbelievable. It was so funny. And we literally just got them on the podcast because they replied to our Instagram thing where we said, you know, tell us the reason why you're such a passionate fan of that club. And we were impressed by both their answers. And they were such great characters, both of them.
Absolute gents. Very competitive, but in a good spirit.
Exactly.
And valuable contribution to the podcast, must be said.
Absolutely. So what a year it's been. Any lowlights for you on your end?
I'm
trying to think of a lowlight.
I have to see you every week.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if we could work a way around that for next year, that'd be great.
Yeah, true. Well, we could just go off and form separate podcasts where it's just us.
I'll be They Talk and you can be A Good Game.
I was going to actually take the naming rights and just call it He Talks A Good Game.
I think the lawyers might have to get involved again. We don't want to. We've gone 50 episodes now with no lawyer involvement.
No.
Maybe let's stick together just to save our back pockets from the lawyers taking all our dollary dues.
Absolutely. Well, if you've been listening to the podcast, you'll know that maybe towards the latter half of the year, we developed an iconic game on the pod known as Isaac Clue, named after the legendary Isaac Clue.
Thank you, Isaac.
Thank you for your name rhyming with Clue.
It's perfect.
So it's a little bit of a who am I sort of scenario. We each come up with a player and the other person, we give clues. It's in the name.
Perfect.
The other person tries to guess.
That's it.
And
are we going to spin it out one more time?
For one final time.
Cool.
I think as this podcast goes on, every now and then we'll just pop in another clue for each other and see where it takes us.
Who guesses the player first? Obviously guessing different players from different sets of clues. But there's only one real way that we can determine who's going to go first in a game like this.
That's right.
And this shout-out needs to go to Oregon Kafusi for his contribution to Name of Oregon.
Yeah. Also, well done for having a great name.
Thank you.
Thank you.
From the bottom of our hearts.
Yeah. We love Oregon Kafusi. Definitely, we're going to be cheering for him next year. Watch his whole rise to the top.
That's it. That's for sure. Yeah. So, Name of Oregon, shall I say, is a game played where we have to take it in turns saying rugby league players' names. You have to start the next player's name with the letter that the last letter of the last player's name is. For example, Pappenhausen could either be Nathan Brown, because Nathan starts with N, or... Nakora.
His last name begins with N.
Excellently done.
Once again, Nathan Brown and Nakora, both players that have featured heavily. It seems to be the only players we know who have N at the start of either of their
names. I'm going to be making a clear effort to not think of names that have appeared before, but I cannot promise anything.
No, I can't promise anything. I'm going to be trying to avoid Isaiah Yeo. I'm going to try to avoid Justin Olam. Mm. It's going to be fucking impossible.
All right, well, let's try.
Who goes first in Name of Oregon?
Oh, you can have the honours, given the fact that you've gifted me a very, very lovely Manly shirt. So
there we go.
I'm happy.
There you go. All you got to do to get ahead in life is buy your way there. Money over anything.
How do you think we got here?
How did we get? That's it. All right, cool. Well, I'll go first. In Name of Oregon, let me think of a player who has never once featured in Name of Oregon. Okay, I've got one. David Nafoa-Luma.
Arcee. Dejan Arcee.
Oh, Isaiah Yeo.
Olam.
Ryan Madison.
Nathan Brown.
Nakore.
Asiata.
Alex Johnston.
Nico Hines.
Micah Sivo.
Oregon Kafusi.
Isaac Liu.
No!
Come on!
No, I can't! What is it? What's the answer?
Utoi Kamanu.
Oh, and then
you hit me with another U and then checkmate.
Oh.
Yeah, Utoi Kamanu is a good one because he's the only player who I can think of with
you're
U.
You're thinking Tigers. Nafoa-Luma threw me off to begin with. I assumed A. Then Arcee was the only thing I could think of. I had to give him your first name.
Yeah. I was like, well, that was good.
That was excellent.
It's actually probably the most successful game of that we've played. Is that the first time
we've
played?
Better.
I think that's... One sec. It's going to move my foot. We're sitting on the floor.
No, we're not. We're in a pristine five-star studio.
My foot was in an awkward spot and starting to lose blood. I was just going numb. I feared getting pins and needles.
Oh, no.
So I had to move it. No, I can't remember what I was going to say.
You were complimenting us, and then you were going to say, "Is that the first time?"
Oh, is that the first time we've played Isaac Clue in person? I think
it in person. Sure.
Are you sure?
We'll have to go back and listen.
Yeah. Like we're going to fucking do that.
Yeah.
That's your job, listener.
Well, you were the victor there in final game of Oregon.
I forgot about the actual game that we're playing.
That's right. Yes.
I was like, oh, cool. I won.
Name of Oregon, done and dusted for 2021.
Wow. What a game.
Maybe we'll bring it back at the outro, but who knows? I don't want to
line under it. Take the whole series out with a big game of
Name of Oregon.
All right. I think so.
Lock it in. But in the meantime, we've got some Isaac clues to hand out.
Yeah, we do.
As you're the winner, you get to choose, I suppose. Do you want to receive the first clue or the first clue?
I'll receive the first clue because because it's the battle of who it can guess their person.
So you've got
faster.
The advantage. Yeah. You're going to have your clue first every time.
Yeah.
Okay. My first clue for this mystery rugby league player is that they are 30 years old and they are 6'4".
That's a double one.
Yeah, a little double header.
Thank you.
That's okay.
30 years old and 6'4". So four.
See, even if you knew all that information and you had an Excel spreadsheet, there'd still be a number of choices to pick in. And then you've got to know that information.
30 years
old. Who's 29, really? And who's 31? Who's 6 foot three? Who's 6 foot five? These people are all going to be clouding your judgment.
Yeah, they are. I'll go with my gut. The first person that came to mind when you said 30, 6 foot four, maybe he's a bit taller. Maybe he's younger or old. I don't know how old he is. Nelson Asafa Solomona?
It's not, no. Okay. No. Good guess.
Thank you.
That's all right.
Well, I'll give you your first clue before we move on. I feel like now I feel like I need to give you a double-headed clue.
That's all right. I think I'll get it anyway.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna give you a double-headed clue.
Thank you.
Okay. Another part of it is height-based, just like yours.
Love it.
This person is 6 foot two, and they've scored 16 tries in the NRL.
That will be Matt Burton.
It's not Matt Burton.
Oh, I was so confident. If only.
not a bad shout. Not giving anything away. I'm saying,
No.
That was very quick to think of a player.
Well, I just thought,
he'd be about, Matt Burton probably be about 6 foot two. Let me have a look at Matt
Does
Burton.
Does he meet all the criteria?
It'd be so funny. Matt Burton. Let me have a look.
Because that's the problem. Technically, you could have guessed somebody who's 30 years old and 6 foot
Matt
four.
Matt Burton is 6 foot three and he scored 20 tries in his career.
If I had guessed somebody, Matt Burton wasn't the person that you were thinking of or have written down.
Yeah.
But Matt Burton did have 16 tries and was 6 foot two. Would I win?
No, you don't win.
Would it be a tie?
It has to be the person.
But I met
I'm
all
thinking.
The criteria that you've
well,
given
let me.
Let
me have a look at Nelson Asafa Solomona then. Okay. Maybe I fit the criteria.
He's surely bigger than 6 foot four.
He's only 25 years old. Feels like he's been around for a long time.
Well, with a body like that, he would have been scouted.
He is
early.
25 and 6 foot seven. Oh my God, what a giant.
I feel closer guessing Matt Burton.
Yeah, definitely closer guessing Matt Burton. All right. Should we talk about something else in between giving the next clues?
Yeah, we can do.
What would you like to talk about?
Bit of footy?
Yeah, bit of footy.
I guess, obviously, a lot of the hype around Tommy Turbo, I was frothing it this year. Loved it.
Yeah.
He was clearly the best player, Dally M medalist.
Mm.
But he may have overshadowed a bit of other star players who we could have talked about a bit more on the podcast. I'm going to throw it open.
Yeah.
Are there any players who you thought had really good years, maybe not Dally M winning years, but we chatted about Tommy instead of, anybody that stood out?
I'd like to mention people that weren't even in, the top group.
Yeah, go for it.
Like, not mentioning your Cleary, your Tedesco, your Walker.
Bit of a shout-out for good players.
just a shout-out for good players who were really solid. Well, a player who had a great year and was overshadowed by all those kind of bigger names, like Jerome Hughes had a breakout year.
Yeah, he
where
did.
I thought this year he was the Storm's dominant half. Obviously complemented by Brandon Smith, Harry Grant, Nicho Hynes. But in terms of him or Munster this year, every year for the Storm since Cooper Cronk's departure, it's been all about Munster.
Yeah.
But this year I thought was the year of Jerome Hughes. So he's someone I'm going to mention.
I agree. I think he stood out impressively. And I think he's also made it easier for the Storm to move beyond Munster, whether that's this year, next year, or at the end of his career type of thing.
Yeah.
Because Jerome Hughes has really stepped up to the plate.
And, absolutely.
And done very, very well and is a shining light of that side now.
Mm.
They've got to be happy with his development.
They've got to.
I'll give a little shout out to Zach Lomax of the Dragons.
Yeah.
Didn't do anything outstanding, but I think he's set for better things there.
Yeah, he missed a big chunk of the end of the year, but
yeah, injuries, off-field issues going on at the Dragons. Mm. But when we did our season reviews and we were looking at nucleuses, he's one of the only players that they've got signed up long-term, like 5 years or more. So I'm really hoping that means that he's moving into the fullback spot.
Yeah,
that Dufty's left, and that we'll be able to see a lot more of him next year. He's an exciting player. I think he's an Origin rep in waiting.
Mm.
Him and Campbell Graham seem to be the two sort of outside backs that are maybe next in line. I'm not sure. We don't have to go down the Origin pathway.
I think he's definitely in that conversation at the moment. He's just his place is being taken by a couple of fullbacks.
Yeah.
And it's a tough gig. Tough gig to be an actual centre from New South Wales at the moment.
It is, yeah, for sure. That's why he's got to move into that fullback spot to get noticed so he can go back and play centres in the rep teams.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. That's how to make centres in the rep teams, yeah. For sure.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, very good. Should we give our next...
Let's do it.
Isaac Clues?
Yeah, I'll hit you up with this juicy one. So we know that this player is 30 years old and is 6'4".
Yep, and I guessed Nelson Asafa-Solomona incorrectly. Right.
And this player has also played 158 games in the NRL.
158. That's a tough number of games to think of a player for.
That's right. It's not, if it was like 50 or something, you'd assume late bloomer, somebody maybe with a few injuries.
Yeah.
If you're looking at 300 games plus, it's somebody who's a stalwart.
You know,
maybe a one club player.
Someone
or
quite in the middle, 158.
But yeah, 158.
Someone quite in the middle. Oh, 158 games.
Yeah, try count them in your head.
6'2".
6'4".
Sorry, 6'4". That's my guy, 6'2". 6'4". And what's the other part of the
30 first? Years old.
30.
158 games played.
I'm going to go with Marty Tapau.
Incorrect.
Okay.
It's nice.
Yeah, I thought.
Is he 6'4"?
Oh, yeah, true.
He's probably not 6'4".
He'd be shorter. He's a, yeah. Strong.
Strong.
But not as tall.
I should have said world's strongest man.
Well, you shouldn't have because it wasn't Marty Tapau.
No, you're right. You're right.
All right. I'll give you your clue now. So
please.
What we know so far is that this guy is 6'2" and has scored 16 tries in the NRL. His debut match, I'm not going to say what year it was, but his debut match was, and I'm not going to say what team he was playing for, but it was a 50-0 victory against the Eels. So maybe
victory
you can think,
50-0 against the
Eels. Maybe you can
Eels.
Think, oh, what sort of team would beat the Eels? What I don't
what
know.
What were the other things? He's
scored 16 tries and is 6'2".
6'2", 16 tries, and he debuted in a 50-0
victory
against the Eels.
Against the Eels.
So he doesn't play for the Eels. Or he didn't at that time.
You can definitely make that assumption that he didn't debut for the Eels. He could have debuted at any of the other 15 clubs, but it was not the Eels.
I really don't know.
Yeah, that one's a bit of a tough one.
I'm going to say, what were the other clues? I keep forgetting the other
16
clues.
16 tries total, yeah, career. Yeah. 6'2".
Yeah.
Debut 50-0 against Eels.
Justin Olam.
You reckon Justin Olam's 6'2"?
With his studs.
It's not Justin Olam. Okay. And he's definitely scored more than 16 tries, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. The only thing you were thinking about was a 50-0 victory against the Eels.
Yeah, this isn't my guess, so you can't give me anything. But I was going to say Brooks, because he had that stellar debut. But I don't know if you won by 50 or if he...
I can tell you about Brooks's debut match, because it's the one thing that of joy I remember in Brooks's career. It's against the Dragons.
Yeah.
Very convincing win to the SCG.
Mm.
It wasn't 50-0 though, but it was a convincing win. Oh, he scored a try, set up a few.
That's it. I remember him playing well.
Mm.
So... what do you think, Brooks, will happen?
You know,
now?
I think that actually, thinking about it now.
Go on.
You know, a lot of the hype with Brooks did come from before he even played a single first grade game. But then also, he made his debut right at the end of 2013, and he only got to play because of some special exemption because we had so many injuries, like from the NRL.
Yeah.
And then, so that was the only game that he played that year, and it was a great game. And then all of the 2014, like 13 to 14 off season, there was even more hype. Like it was like an off season of like, wait till Tigers get Brooks in the number 7 regularly in 2014. So it wasn't just pre-career. It was like...
No. And it wasn't just from the Tigers fan base either. If he put a performance of that quality on, you know, the national...
I'll tell you who else was part of building the hype. Andrew Johns, a guy... Mm. Who's now about to become halves coach at the Newcastle Knights, and there's rumours swirling and swirling.
Oh, he's got to be going, surely. I know the club, like the Tigers, come out repeatedly and said he's not going anywhere, he's in our plans, but surely.
But it's weird.
He's gone, right?
It's a weird choice from the Tigers to kind of come out and do that, because them saying that only makes me think that he's going more. Like,
yeah, yeah.
You know, and so, yeah, I think he should.
Well, if he does go, who do you want to replace him? Do you think Hastings comes in at that seven and you spend money elsewhere, or do you think you go out for a half?
No, I'd have Hastings at seven, Dewey at six. Dewey will be missing the very start of the year because still recovering from his ACL.
Yeah.
But I'd have Tyrone Peachey in six to start the year.
Yeah.
I don't think... And then Peachey just shifts to 13 when Dewey comes back. Like, I just think... I think we actually have it covered, have that loss covered at the moment.
Yeah.
Which we haven't had.
Well, you had Hastings brought in from midway through this year longer ago. And he's had a challenging sort of past in the NRL with the Roosters and with the Seagulls. But it feels like that was more personal issues or attitude than his like technical skills or anything like that.
No. It definitely wasn't a talent issue. I think he was a bit of an entitled kind of teen coming through and he sort of...
But it seems like the stint in England has straightened him out a bit and 100%. Levelled his head and... 100%. I mean, he's been playing quality footy over there, so...
Yeah, I've been seeing him in interviews and he seems very impressive, so I'm very much looking forward to him coming. I don't want him to be signed as a 13, I want him signed as a 7.
No, I'm sure he'll play in the halves. That's where he's been playing over in England. They wouldn't bring him over to move
exactly
position.
And I'd think that both Hastings and Dewey have to be playing in the halves, so there's no spot for Brooks in our best halves combination.
Did you hear that, Madge?
Did you hear that, Madge? Did you hear that? Yeah. So, hopefully.
I think there's a lot more change we're yet to see in the Tigers over the summer.
Yeah.
But, you'll have to wait and see what happens, how it unfolds.
Have to wait and see what unfolds. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Next size that clue?
Let's do it.
Okay. Hit me.
All right. So, this player is 30 years old and that they are 6'4". This player is played 158 games in the NRL. Here's where things are getting interesting.
So so far I've guessed Nelson Asofa-Solomona, and that's then right. I guessed
Tapau.
Marty Tapau.
But they are also a former club captain.
A former club captain.
They have been a club captain. That's what that means. Former club
Six
captain.
6 foot two.
Four.
30.
6 foot four.
So, fuck. 6 foot four. Former club captain. 30 years old. Have been a former club... Oh, wait. Former club captain, 6 foot two, 30 years old, something else.
And 158 games played.
Oh, God, why you gotta do me like this? Ooh!
Ah!
I feel like I might have it.
Go on, then.
Ryan James.
He's nailed it! He's bloody nailed it!
Yes.
He's got it!
Yes!
Woo! Congratulations.
Wow.
Third clue. That's impressive.
Well... I think like former club captain, I was like, how many, like Ryan James, notable Titans captain, now at the Raiders, not captaining. Yeah.
It was a tricky one. Maybe that clue should have been higher up. But
maybe. All right.
Can you give me a clue so I can boost my own self-confidence?
Now it's all about, it's the Harvey Show. Here we go. See if you can get it.
It's a good name, actually. Should we change it for season two?
Hey, when we go off and do our own podcast, maybe I'll call mine He Talks a Good Game and you can call yours the Harvey Show.
Love it. Love it.
And we can collab, I can still appear on your podcast.
Yeah, we'll have guest appearances.
Yeah. That way we might finally get some regular guests on our podcast if we just don't be regular.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Okay. So I've told you already, they've scored 16 tries in the NRL and are 6'2". You guessed, who did you guess? Matt Burton.
Matt Burton, yeah.
Then I said, debut match was a 50-0 victory against the Eels. You said, Justin Olam. So both times you've gone for centres. Next clue. This is sort of a double-headed clue.
I'm going to enjoy this one.
Almost a triple-headed clue.
Wow.
Okay. My international debut was in 2014.
Okay.
Playing for Samoa.
Yeah.
And since then, I have represented one other country apart from Samoa. So total, represented two countries. Played for two countries.
Samoa and New
Zealand. Samoa was the first one.
Oh, and another one.
2014 was the debut for Samoa.
Yeah. And they're 6'2".
6'2", 16 tries. Debut was 50-0 against the Eels.
Samoa. Okay. 16 tries. So it's probably a forward.
International debut was in 2014.
2014.
They've scored 16 tries total in NRL.
So I almost thought Milford. No, he played for Samoa. Did he?
Played for Samoa and one other club.
16
one
tries is throwing me off a little bit. I'm trying to think of the 2014 Samoa squad.
6'2".
6'2". So it's not Milford. Unless he's got his long studs in.
6'2". Only 2 inches shorter than Ryan James.
That's right. It's probably a front rower. Who's playing in Samoa's front row in 2014?
Debut in 2014.
Who debuted... 2014. Far, I do not know.
They might have been off the bench, you know. They might not be one of the, like, starting on their debut. They might not have been starting.
I can't. My. 2014. Okay. Sam Lassonne.
Sam Lassonne is your guess.
So wrong, isn't it?
Incorrect.
Yeah. Did he play for New Zealand in the end?
Don't know. Gonna look it
don't
up.
I think so.
Gonna look it up.
Don't think he even debuted in 2014.
Going to look it up.
Probably more recent than that.
Sam Lassonne.
Did he even play for Samoa?
Let's have a look.
How far off am I?
Did make his international debut for Samoa.
In 2014?
In 2015.
Oh, God.
Has never played for any other country apart from Samoa.
All right.
And is 6'0".
Well, congratulations on... Victoring
has,
this
has scored Sam Lassonne has scored 4 tries in his career.
Okay, 16 is a long shot anyway. But you are the clear winner of the final, Isaac Clue. I'm going to be hopefully continually guessing as we go.
Yeah,
so that I can finish on a high note.
Yeah,
with a correct guess.
Absolutely.
But we'll have to wait and see.
We'll have to wait and see, Harvey. While we're waiting for your next Isaac Clue, what was your favorite? What was your favorite draft that we did this year? Or coach wars? Draft/coach wars. Was there one that really just was a fun one to record? Fun one to listen back to?
Yeah, I think actually coming into the summer, we did a cricket team very early on of rugby league players.
Yeah.
And just some of our justifications for having certain players in the side. I remember there was a big debate about Sean Lane and whether he looks enough like Mitch Marsh to be considered an all-rounder.
That was fun. And on reflection, I regret that I vetoed him being a part of the team.
He's a Mitch Marsh through and through.
The lookalikes, I know.
If you saw those two next to each other, you'd think there's famous cricketer and a famous rugby player there.
And they're brothers, you know. If someone told me... Oh, you know, Mitch Marsh has a brother who's also an athlete. And then I saw Sean Lane and then I saw Sean Marsh. Both named Sean.
Oh,
Mitch's actual brother's name is Sean.
So this is a hybrid?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
It looks like Marsh's name like Sean.
They're both named Sean. Look like Mitch, you know, either related to Mitch Marsh or look like Mitch Marsh.
Maybe Sean Marsh is Sean Lane's dad. And he's passed down his name. Because if Sean Lane's like 24, maybe 25, and Mitch Marsh is 30. Oh, he's probably not.
Mitch Marsh's only like 30.
Oh. It probably doesn't work then. I thought he might be at like 35, 36.
No. Sean is up there.
Which one?
Sean Marsh. Not Sean Lane.
Yeah. He's up there. He's tall.
He's up there.
But he's not up there in age.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Yeah. I think my favorite one that we did to record as well as, I mean, what was the one? No, actually, there were two that are coming to mind. The first one, I can't remember what it was, but it was the one that we recorded in here in person and you just went on an absolute laughing fit. Oh, it was the team of coaches as players.
Oh, gosh,
and
yeah.
And you named Nathan Brown as a player like five times.
Yeah, he was in five different positions because I kept forgetting that I placed him.
Like, all right, who can we put there? Nathan Brown's available. And I was like, we've got him on the wing. on the wing.
This is so true. That was great.
That was such a good set. That was like our second episode as well.
That was a perfect highlight. That was a great... We might have to bring that back in 2022 with a new coaches lineup.
Yeah.
If any around.
There's Fitzgibbon's now part of it.
That's it. He'll probably come in.
There been any others? I think everyone else is the same.
Yeah. Oh, that was very exciting. That was a great laughing fit.
That was a great laughing fit. And then the other one I was going to mention was when we named our NRL 17 of... Was it? Maybe it was just 13. But it was of animated characters.
Oh, this is good. This was our...
That was so good.
What was it? In Space Jam inspired Benji Marshall as LeBron James / Michael Jordan.
So good.
Featuring with our favorite cartoons and animated characters, video games, players.
I just remember some that was so good. I remember we had Kirby at lock because lock is, we decided, was the most versatile position in the game, and Kirby is always sucking up people and taking on their characteristics.
That's it, yeah.
Who do we have? Oh, there was some,
I genuinely can't remember what the side looked like, but
I can't remember. Sonic and Pikachu, I think, were on either wing. Pikachu was the center.
Was he?
I think so.
I just remember saying he's electric, and then I think we laughed. So go back and listen for that. That was a great joke. so much so I've repeated it.
That was amazing, though. That was amazing.
That was a great episode, for sure.
I wish we could quote what episode numbers these were all from.
Well, that's only if we knew them or if. Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't know them.
No, we don't know them.
We can post some snippets of our favourite moments.
In the off season, we'll post some snippets of maybe some of those moments that we've mentioned. So you can
for sure
wait till we post those and have a listen to them.
Yeah, great.
Well, Harvey, I'm going to give you now your fourth.
Please.
Isaac Clue.
Please, I
finished
this.
With a score of 3.
Excellent.
Par 3. It's like golf. You know, the lower your score, the better.
Is that par? Three? You should get it in 3 clues. Is that true?
I don't know. Par of this game is probably 4 or 5.
All right.
So I've actually got a birdie.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well done.
I don't know much about golf, but...
But you've nailed that analogy. You've absolutely nailed it.
I played enough Mario Golf on the Nintendo 64 as a child to know that's a birdie.
Perfect.
Okay. Where am I up to? So I've told you. This is what I've told you so far.
Yeah.
They've scored 16 tries and they're 6'2". You guessed Matt Burton. Incorrect. Then your debut match was a 50-0 victory against the Eels. You guessed Justin Olam. Incorrect. International debut was in 2014, playing for Samoa, and you've played for one other country apart from Samoa. You guessed Sam Lassonde. Incorrect. Okay. I'm going to do another double-headed clue.
Please do. Please.
I am joining a new team in 2022.
Okay.
This will be only my second NRL team. So until now, been a one club player, joining a new team in 2022. And my new club finished lower on the 2021 ladder than my old club. So I'm going to a club that did worse in 2021 than the club I'm coming from.
And you've only been at one club until you're at your new club.
Yep.
Samoa,
debuted
but played
with a 50-0 victory against the Eels. International debut was 2014 for Samoa. Played for one other country apart from Samoa.
Is it Isaac Clue? Is it Isaac Clue? Is the Isaac Clue Isaac Clue Isaac Clue?
And for the final Isaac Clue of the year, I'm glad I got mine first so we could end on this.
Yes, yes.
The Isaac Clue that I've gone with for the finale episode. I had to do it.
You did.
It's Isaac Liu.
Oh, I could have guessed it.
Got him.
From the start. Imagine.
Imagine. Oh. I know, that was my fear. I thought you would. Well done, Harvey.
What a fitting
tribute.
Congratulations.
Scored. Yeah.
All round.
All round.
Well done to Isaac. Well done to Lockie for obviously getting his clues in a birdie. Is that what
in a birdie.
Called?
And you've got yours on par.
On par.
On par. So there we go. Look at us.
Excellent.
No one got a bogey.
Well, what a treat.
What a treat.
That was excellent.
Yeah, and there you go. 6'2". Debuted, obviously, for the Roosters. 50-0 against the Eels. Yeah, played for Samoa, and the other country he played for is New Zealand, who he's represented since then.
Of course, yeah.
And the new team he's joining is the Titans, who finished lower than the Roosters in 2021.
Yeah, yeah. I think what got me was thinking of players who are at good clubs, had only been at that club, and were now leaving.
Yeah.
The height, 6'2", doesn't help.
No.
The fact he's got 16 tries helps a little bit. It rules out wingers.
Yeah. Well, you put him in the forwards once you know that he internationally debuted in 2014. If you're a winger who made who played international footy and has only scored 16 tries in 7 years, you're not playing NRL anymore. You're dropped.
Yeah, maybe. But if you're playing for, like, Samoa, who only play 3-4 games a year.
That's true. No, but also the fact that you were an NRL player at least by 2014, and so you've only played, and you're still playing now.
Yeah, that's true.
If you're a back,
yeah,
you've only scored 16 tries.
Yeah.
It's not about
defensive-minded back.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't really exist.
You should score more tries than that.
Yeah, exactly. Even as a defensive-minded back, you should at least be catching a really great ball off at some point.
That's it. Yeah, there's enough space out there for everyone to score. Yeah.
You know, even Tigers wingers score tries. I'll say it again. Stick the boot into my club more.
You know, you've only been able to do it for the last decade. So the fact that you're still got some material to use up on your own club.
Yeah.
Is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Hopefully there's more where that came from
in 2022.
For next year.
I know. Yeah. Well, you know, speaking of, I think, you know, is the... Well, I mean, I don't know if this is right to discuss this on the pod, but
go for it.
What are we thinking for next year? What have we got in store? I think something that we noticed this year is that our favorite episodes, as we just said then, our favorite episodes were ones with guests, and they didn't have to be, you know, we're not Fox League. They didn't have to be big name players. They didn't have to be coaches or anything. No. They just had to be fans of the game, people who love the game as much as we do. And it keeps it, it's so interesting. And we actually, you know, not a lot of shows or podcasts are hearing from the fans nearly enough.
No, 100%, especially in like the sports world where the fans run the game. All the money goes to the clubs, to the players, to the backroom staff and everything.
Yeah, we are the ones who talk a good game.
That's it. You know? We want the chat to continue. We want as many guests as possible. That would be awesome. Some more fan engagement next year.
Yeah, so just look forward to it. Obviously, keep in touch on our Instagram. That's often how we source people, find people to come on.
Yep.
It's how we got in touch with the shirtless Titans fan, Mr. Daniel Gosling.
He was excellent.
It's how we got in touch with Josh from the Westlife podcast, where we were talking about Benji Marshall's career. It's how we got in touch with Greg and Dan in the grand final fan battle. So
hopefully lots more of that sort of stuff to come.
Yeah, definitely. I think early in the year we were sliding into the DMs of NRL players and hoping to get responses. And and when we did, we then had to go through club
media managers.
Yeah, media managers. And then they'd be like, are you affiliated with any like official body? And we'd be like, no. And they'd say, well, you can kind of understand why we don't want the players, you know, talking about the inner workings of a club. Without it being
because we
like,
would have asked, you know, the deep questions. Yeah. We would have got to the root of it all.
We never get to the root of anything. That's if there's one thing they can rely on, it's that we're not going to get to the root of anything.
That's true.
Yeah. So, you know, clubs, come on, if you're a media manager out there,
hit us up.
Loosen the shackles.
Yeah, for sure.
Give us Ryan Pappenhausen.
Please. That would be a treat.
It would be an absolute treat.
But looking forward, I'd love to see some different predictions, an exciting way that we could do that, whether it's to begin the season looking long term or on a weekly basis. We did the bold, the basic, and the brilliant this year.
Mm.
Whether that comes back, yet to be determined.
Yes.
It'll all be up in the air.
Yeah.
But I'm excited for some bold predictions coming true because we probably didn't have enough of them this year.
Yeah, no.
Do you remember any bold predictions coming true in the end?
Oh, gee.
I think I had one where Manly was winning by 30 or something.
Yeah.
Against a decent side. It might have been the Eels, actually, in their run.
Yeah. I honestly can't think of a bold prediction I got right. I think there were a couple times where literally fate was mocking me and I and I would like predict something one week and then it would happen exactly as I predicted it the next week.
Yeah, you
like
had
the Adam Reynolds 2-point field
goal. That's what I was thinking of.
I said the first ever 2-point field goal in the NRL will be kicked by Adam Reynolds this week, and then it didn't happen, and then he kicked the first ever 2-point field goal the next week. And there was, I feel like there was another one. There was like a Mitch Moses chip and chase, and I feel like
could have been.
He got one the next week. I was so filthy. So filthy.
It did pretty good though.
And then there was another time where I was like, Nathan Cleary and Adam Reynolds will kick their goals, and then they missed. They had like, they both had like the worst weeks of goal kicking they've ever had. And I thought that was actually a pretty solid prediction.
Maybe we should do anti-predictions where you predict what you don't want to happen.
And then if it comes true,
and if it comes true, well,
then you gotta do something.
Sure.
Gotta
do something.
Yeah, but it's gotta be realistic. You can't be like can't be like James Tarmo to score 20 tries.
Yeah. No, I think we'll definitely revamp the predictions.
Oh yeah.
It's exciting.
Looking forward to the Tag Awards 2022.
That's gonna be a massive night.
That was a huge highlight. And also, you know, while we talked about favorite episodes, favorite moments, that was an amazing process. Not only the award ceremony itself, but each week, like 5 weeks leading up to it, we were posting nominations. People were nominating things. They were voting on our Instagram. We were tallying it all up.
We were still getting like award ideas as well coming through for creative idea awards.
And all of them, every award idea we got, I mean, some of them were absolute shite, but
yeah, a lot of them. Lift your game, people.
Yeah, lift your game. Lift, you know, we talk a good game, not a shite game. But overall, it was amazing to have that much fan contribution. You know, it's honestly, and it's going to get a bit deep here, wouldn't be here without you.
No.
Wouldn't be here without you. Even though at the start, when we started the podcast, we said, look, if no one listens, we'll just keep doing it for fun because we're doing it for us. But would we have? Yeah, well, no, probably, maybe.
The thing is that people did start listening.
The thing is that
we never got to that point where
we had to go.
We had to
no
make a decision.
Yeah, because it's amazing.
Yeah, we don't want to let you guys down.
At some point around that Tag Awards time, it just took off, and we were absolutely astounded. We were messaging each other, just going, the numbers, they just keep going up. People keep on listening. And luckily, you stuck around.
You have. Thank you.
So thank you very much.
It's been an absolute pleasure bringing you this content this year.
Big shout out, we should also mention, we haven't really talked about it on the podcast, but big shout out to Sportsmate Mobile, who are you probably know of them without knowing of them. You probably don't know the name of the company, but they run all of like the best score checking apps, like Rugby League Live. They do AFL, basketball, soccer, all the different leagues of that, and I think even like rugby union, all of that. And so we partnered with them at a point during the year. They saw a lot of potential in us, and they were happy enough for us to.
We saw potential in them as well.
We saw potential in them too. We thought they were on the rise. Absolutely awesome app. I was already a big user of it before the partnership, and for them to trust us to be able to write not only like write articles for them each week, embed the podcast in those articles. It's just outrageous and something we never really...
Yeah, no, it's crazy. So massive shout out to Sportsmate Mobile.
Yeah,
big help. Surreal. If you didn't know, there are articles on their app, League Live, that you can check out that are associated with every podcast.
That's right.
So please do that as well.
Go through, check out the articles. Harvey does a great job writing up the articles every week. So shout out to you.
Proofreads.
I go over it once with a little proofread, make sure that players' names are spelt correctly mostly.
Oh, that's the tricky bit.
That's the tricky bit.
You just got to get your ideas on the page first and then do the editing.
Exactly. So, yeah, I mean, gee whiz, it feels like... Yeah.
What a
journey it's been.
If you go back and listen to the first 30 seconds or minute, I won't ask you to listen to any more of the very first episode that we released. I think you can tell how far we've come.
Yeah, no, honestly, yeah. Go back and listen to the first episode.
Not for very long, because you probably won't keep listening.
The start of a long, exciting, fun journey.
Something like that.
Hang on a sec. Oh, no. Okay. Yeah, we're still recording, and that was fine. I'll edit that.
Just don't.
Okay, sorry. I thought it was a bit of an error for a sec, but we're actually fine.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah, actually, I won't edit that.
Yeah.
It's worth it. For
the warning lights went off, so I do the writing and Lockie does the technical stuff with the microphones and the audio.
Yeah.
So when his eyes light up when he looks at his computer screen and I'm just waiting for his reaction, it's a bit tense.
It is a bit tense, especially while the whole period during Sydney lockdown while we were doing Zoom episodes. Thank you for listening to those absolute atrocities with the Zoom audio.
Yeah, much trickier.
We definitely had a lot of technical difficulties during that time because the computer just was handling so much. Had the whole mic system plugged in. It was running a Zoom call. I've got my hard drive plugged in, which has all of our like recordings and episodes on it. And it was just like, I think at some points the computer was just like, fuck this. Like,
fair enough. What are you making me do? It wanted a break.
It wanted a break. So glad to be back in person.
We're here now.
It's
okay.
Absolutely. So, something else I was going to say. There's one other thing I was going to say, and it's going to bug me if we finish this episode and then I remember it. This is what I was going to say.
Go on.
What were you going to
ask? I was just going to say thank you, Mum. Thank you, Dad.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, everyone else who's loved and supported us.
Yeah, thanks to my mum and dad as well. Thank you.
I was doing that collectively to mums and dads.
Mums and dad. Thank you to your mum and dad specifically everywhere.
And my mum and dad specifically.
Yeah. They were also part of the tipping. All of them were part of our tipping comp this year. Yeah. We can reveal it now. There were a few times that they were the best tipper of the week and we tried to avoid admitting that they were our parents because that wouldn't look very cool.
No, not at all.
But to be fair, sometimes they were great tippers. So they both, I think all four of them beat both of us.
Yeah, so if you want to listen to their podcast, it'll be available in 2022.
Yeah. Now that's something we should talk about.
I know.
Maybe for this season, we should have had all six of us together recording.
That would be so good.
That would be so funny. Okay. Now the thing I was going to say we said before, I said, the thing about like how we started this podcast and said, if we don't get any listeners, we'll just keep, we're not doing it for them. We're doing it for us, whatever. And that to an extent, that's probably true. We probably would have made it to the end of this season, even if we didn't get any listeners. But the fact that we built such a community and had a regular listenership each and every week is what definitely sealed the fact that we are definitely doing season two and that 2022 is definitely happening.
For sure.
So it was definitely we probably would have made it to the end of the season and gone, that was fun, but maybe we'll do it again next year. Who knows? Figure it out in a few months' time. But like, I think we know for sure we're definitely going again 2022, bigger and better than ever. Thank you to Acast, our podcast distribution service.
Yeah, it's been awesome.
Definitely went to a new level the moment we partnered with them. And so, I think we've gotten all the thank yous.
I think so.
Out of the way.
So, if there's nothing further to add, I propose our final.
Oh, our final Oregon Kafusi.
Oregon Kafusi.
Name of Oregon. I was about to just go for a bye bye, but you've pulled me off the cliff.
No, I've got it flagged that we must finish this season with a name of Oregon. Kafusi.
Thank you. So, I reckon for this one, there's no time limit on like the time pressure's gone. It's literally only if. You have to admit, like, I cannot think of a single other player.
Yeah.
Like, I reckon you can go, oh, I'm thinking, like, I'm not going to call
it. Sure.
So let's just see how far we can go.
All right.
Okay, you can go first because I went first. That's kind. The first one.
All right.
Take us out. Here we go.
Zach Lomax.
Xavier Coates.
I thought you were going to do that.
Yeah.
Xavier Coates. Yeah. Well, this is quite relaxed.
Yeah, I love how chill this is.
Yes. Sean Johnson.
Okay. I'm going to try to think of someone who's not one of the ends that we always do. Nick Meaney.
I could go Yo here. I could go Isaiah Yo.
You could.
I'm going to go for Yo.
Okay.
In that brief thought process, couldn't think of any other wise.
Can I name a player who... wasn't an NRL player in 2021, but will be one in 2022.
Is that all you can think of?
For O, that's not Olam. I want to go for someone different.
Okay.
He's joining the Tigers from the Super League next year. He's a centre named Oliver Gildart.
Okay. I suppose you need to prove that they'll be playing next year.
Yeah, you got to give...
My mate, Ollie.
Ollie.
He said he's got Ollie, a contract. Mate. He's training and trialing next week with the Broncos.
So that's T that you're looking for.
T. Tapau.
Okay, if you hit me with a U. Wonderful.
Well, I am trying to win.
Yeah.
We can't just do this forever. I know there's no time pressure. But if I can set you up with a...
All right, well, the only player I can think of is Stefano Utoikamanu. Ends with a U.
So it ends with a U.
Yeah.
Can I go for somebody who retired in like 2016?
Yeah. Really? Yeah.
I've got Ikuna Uwate.
Yeah.
Don't know when he retired, but there's got to be another you, doesn't there? Uta Kamanu.
If I think of one, I'll say I've thought of one, but I won't tell who it is.
How long are we going to let this go?
Well, luckily, you know, if people leave now, we get their download count, so that's it's right. Fine. I don't care if they leave now, you know? But stay if you're a real, if you're one of the loyal ones, an OG, if you're day one, you know? You better stick around, Tim Ball.
Thank you, Timmy. I don't think there are any first names beginning with U in the NRL. I've ruled out first names almost conclusively.
I'm going to do a quick little Google search.
And now I'm on to last names. And I don't think there's another U apart from Uta Kamanu.
2021 NRL players, rugby league. Oh, perfect. Alphabetical. Let me go to U. Let me see.
Is there one?
The only surname in the NRL in 2021 is Utoi Kamanu. I don't know about first names, but...
Well, I think it's just checkmate then, isn't it?
It's
The timer can run out or whatever, but I don't ever move.
And you can't really go for Uarte because then, you know, then we're going for what's next, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I'll end this with a handshake.
Okay.
And
I just want to see if there's any first names that begin with U. I just want to see... Come on, haven't seen one yet.
Usman. I'm thinking
Usman Khawaja. We'll go cricket.
We'll switch sports.
Yeah, we'll just go for anyone, any person that exists.
The ugly duckling.
There's a player. What team does this guy play for? There's a player called Leighton, like spelt like Leighton Hewitt. Leighton Finau. Where's he at? The New Zealand Warriors.
Excellent.
Wow.
Excellent.
Wait a sec. I'm just trying to find. You first name.
This is the most amount of research that's ever gone into.
Well,
name of Oregon.
I feel like now we need to make names that end with you need to be out of bounds because otherwise
that's very tricky.
It's a full on checkmate.
I think we should think about the rules in the off season.
In the off season.
Maybe not now.
If you've got any ideas for how we can improve Name of Oregon,
yes, please.
DM us on Instagram at They Talk A Good Game or email us. We never really talk with
email. Oh, yeah. We have an email address.
GoodGameThePodcast@gmail.com.
That's the one. Thank you to Pete. I think he sent an email in. And Pete. Georgia.
Pete and Georgia.
I think they're
Pete
the two emailers that we've ever got.
We got, yes.
So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, thank you to everyone who's emailed us if we've forgotten. So until next time, which is not for probably 3 months.
No, it's been a pleasure, guys.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
Bye-bye.